This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I'm a little sad. I don't actually know what emotion I should feel by this. I really don't. I don't know if I should feel fear, if I should feel sadness, if I should feel optimism. I'm not really sure what emotion. I haven't really wrapped my head around it. But I guess the facility that I have been doing all my mammograms, pelvic ultrasounds, CAT scans, is closing. And I don't know if the news is broke yet, so I don't want to name what the facility is. But maybe embarrassment is the emotion. It's no secret. I am kind of a fairly well-endowed mammal, all right? And so my mammograms could potentially cause storage issues if the film, you know, is a hard film and it's not on, you know, a disc or in a computer. Or technically, one of my mammograms could crash a system. I mean, it is possible. And, you know, when I heard the news, because somebody from, you know, the facility called and said, look, just want to let you guys know that we're closing. I mean, my first thought is, dump the mammogram. You know, do one of those. You know how computers allow you to do these dumps, these data dumps? I go, dump it. You don't need it. You know, even if you have 1/100th of a quadrant of it, that should be fine. But they claim it wasn't that. And so now my question is, which you guys have been now dealing with this for years, where are your records going? Who's looking at your records? How do you get them? And I know the company has it all, you know, laid out. But, I've had some real intimate testing done there. And I'm okay if there are 200-plus employees, you know, have access to it. I'm fine with that. I mean, trust me, they all know me, right? I'm sure, you know, once you have a pelvic ultrasound or a CT or your IUD is dinging around after having an MRI, I mean, we know each other in the biblical sense. I'm fine with those 200 people knowing my business. That's fine. But now we have a whole new corporation, a bigger corporation, that's going to, you know, have to assume or consume my medical records. And boy, is that a lot to swallow, I got to tell you. And so I think maybe the emotion I'm really feeling is a little bit of sadness because I'm seeing these companies that were so huge, that were so, you know, vibrant. And strategically, you know, this isn't a bad thing for the company, but, you know, strategically combined forces with something else. And there's this whole conglomerate. It's like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of, I don't know if amoebas do this, but there's something in science as a glob that keeps growing bigger. You know what it's like? It's like the Terminator 2 movie with the liquid nitrogen where the alloy just kept coalescing and coalescing to make one big Terminator monster. And that's what I think is going on. Now, is this analogous Terminator monster going to wield my mammogram and smack people around with it? They could. Honestly, man, those mammogram films are, I mean, we're talking billboards pale in comparison to the mammogram films. But that's neither here nor there. We're not talking about that. But it just, I get very nervous when you have only a few companies out there. When you start having the Amazon type of, what's the word for it when you have a company that has a sort of a definition to it? I don't know what that. Anyway, so when you have, in medicine, that's what we're seeing. You know, and I have to apologize to all my patients because I left. I didn't have another company assume mine. I left and I had another doctor and facility take over, you know, the patients for me. And, you know, so there wasn't a disruption of care, but that really stinks. It really stinks that each one of us, every one of us has had a doctor that's left or a nurse that we liked or a medical facility or something. And so it just kind of highlights the fact that we don't really have a lot of consistency with our care. We don't have a lot of privacy because other people are, you know, transferring records and having access to your records. And that's just something I had to be okay with very early on. And it stinks because I'm in the public eye. You know, do I really want people seeing, you know, my uterus size? You know, and certain canals and things like that on the scan. My hope is nobody gives a heart and nobody's looking at that stuff. But the problem is it, you know, there are people that could be intrigued, you know, are my breasts fake? And so somebody may look up the mammogram and go, oh, thought so. They're not. So for any of you that's kind of had to undergo what I'm going through now, it's kind of stinky. It's not very fun. And, that's just the way medicine's going. The bigger gets better and becomes all-encompassing, and smaller, really nice, you know, kind of comfortable neighborhood type shops are leaving. And when you start to see the last of that breed die off, it just kind of makes you nervous that we're getting all corporate. And I really don't like corporate medicine. I'm not a fan. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Dr. Ashley Sykand is going to be joining us, talking about the latest in ear, nose, and throat type stuff. Really, really cool. We're also going to be talking about how this is going to be a very, very touchy subject. The birthright citizenship. Donald Trump is vowing to end it. We'll talk about which countries have birthright citizenship, and is this something we need to consider, considering the migrant caravan is coming? We're also going to be talking about that stolen inflatable colon. They found it. I know. I'm surprised it took them this long. Yeah, there was a colon. It was an inflatable colon and somebody stole it. Not sure why. Maybe they couldn't sell it on eBay and they abandoned it. 1-877-DOCTORDALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Jeunesse Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So last night, I think my son wanted to get out of school. And he comes into my room and he says, I have strep throat. And I'm like, you can't diagnose yourself. You have no clue. Please. He's like, I got strep throat. So I told him to go to bed, you know, take a hot shower, gargle, whatever, go. Leave me alone. Right? So he wakes up this morning. I go into his room, and the room stinks. It smells of strep. There's a smell to strep. And so I think this is really timely because joining us is one of my favorite ENTs, otolaryngologist, Dr. Ashley Sickend, who's here with us. Dr. Sickend, or I hope I'm pronouncing your last name right. I've been pronouncing it Sickend for years. How do you pronounce it? Dr. Sickend, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Good. Sorry about that. How do you pronounce your last name?
Sickend.
Sickend. Okay, so that's better. All right, sorry. I knew I would mess that up. Thank you for joining us. He's from Ear, Nose, and Throat Consultants of Nevada. So I there's so much I want to ask you, but is that true? Strep throat and certain infections have their own unique smell?
Yeah, I mean, certain bacteria, particularly first of all, there's anaerobic bacteria, which means they grow better in the absence of oxygen. That can occur in the throat. Causes a type of chronic tonsillitis, and they have a certain bad odor. And then that's different from the odor you can get with strep throat. And in most of these cases, people just don't drink enough fluid, so they get dehydrated, and so their mouth and throat produces another type of odor as well. So, yeah, there are characteristic odors depending on the type of infection that occurs.
Yeah, his room stunk. Boy, it was horrible. Man, there wasn't enough ventilation. But, you know, you make a good point. When people have sore throats, they don't want to drink a lot, you know, because it hurts. And then they'll be more dry, and that'll also, you know, harbor more organisms.
Exactly. So then they get a buildup of bacteria at the back of the tongue and the back of the throat. And so it's important to try to drink fluids, even with a viral pharyngitis. That can also cause, of course, significant sore throat.
So, Dr. Seekand, what are the most common things you're seeing now this time of year?
Well, so we just are coming out of allergy season again. Mm-hmm. So allergies occur most commonly spring and fall, and so you get as well as, you know, so you get a lot of pollen, particularly with wind and so on. So we are seeing patients with more stuffy noses, congestion, post nasal drainage, those kind of symptoms, and that sort of peaks around this time of the year, and then again in spring.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how severe do they need to be to come to your office? I mean, you know, you're so specialized and, you know, you're so gifted at what you do, and you've helped so many of my patients. You know, when do you see them?
Well, so, you know, usually when people have allergies nowadays, a lot of simple techniques or medications are available over the counter. So I inform patients to try some antihistamines like Allegra, Zyrtec, Claritin, and so on. Mm-hmm. And if those aren't controlling the symptoms adequately, they can also try intranasal steroid sprays, which have only become available over the counter over the past year, mm-hmm. like Flonase or Nasacort. And then I also recommend the neti pot, which is a type of saline rinse or irrigation system that can help wash out mucus and pollen and nasal irritants. And so I try to recommend that patients do some self-treatment or self-medication first, mm-hmm. before coming to see the physician and seeing what else can be done.
We're talking to Dr. Ashley Seekand, otolaryngologist from Ear, Nose, and Throat Consultants of Nevada. When do you recommend sinus surgery?
So usually sinus surgery is indicated when there's a more or less a permanent blockage in the natural opening of the sinuses that prevents them from draining properly, and that produces pressure, discomfort, congestion, and drainage on a long-term basis. So that's after we try treatment with antibiotics, sometimes decongestants, and nasal sprays, as I indicated earlier. And where the blockages are permanent and causing persistent symptoms, then we often do a CT scan before we advise on any type of surgical plan. And then we would consider doing something, obviously the less invasive, the better.
See, what always fascinated me about ENT and your specialty is it's basically nuts and bolts plumbing. There's a lot of, you know, there's flow issues, there's obstruction, and so a lot of what you do makes sense. And so I think you have much better compliance with patients than other specialties like a neti pot. You know, you have old gook there, flush it out. It just makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, I think, Dahlia, that's actually a pretty good analogy. With regards to the sinuses, a lot of it is a plumbing issue. When you have a blocked drainage duct, you need to open it up. Sometimes that can be done medically with nasal sprays, irrigations, decongestants, and antibiotics. And sometimes it requires a surgical-type procedure. We are now moving towards doing things that are less invasive, using a balloon to dilate the natural opening and remove a polyp rather than any actual cutting. Works well in many patients. And frequently that can be performed in the office setting. So there are plenty of new technologies that are emerging that make things less invasive.
Oh, I like balloons, especially balloon animals, you know. Stick a giraffe balloon up there for me.
They're a lot of fun.
Speaking of polyps, what is the significance of them? I mean, why do they have to be removed? You know, patients are always like, oh, please check me for polyps, if you could, you know, enlighten us.
Yeah, so you know, most polyps are benign in the nose. They're not cancerous. Most of them are what they call inflammatory polyps, which means they're due to something irritating the mucous membranes of the nose and sinuses on a long-term basis, such as allergens or infection. And polyps are just kind of swollen grape. They look like small grapes. There's swollen mucous membranes, and they can occur in the sinuses and the nose. And what they do is they, as we discussed earlier, they block the drainage of the sinuses, they block airflow into the nose, and so people have a stuffy nose. They sometimes have headaches, pressure, and so on. So that's what polyps are, and they need to be removed to alleviate those symptoms, promote normal drainage, and return or restore the sinuses to a healthy state.
Okay, that's good. No, that's good. And then, you know, sleep apnea, I think, is one of the most underdiagnosed diseases out there. What do you guys do to help? I know, but, you know, enlighten us on some of the things that, you know, your specialty does to help increase, you know, airflow and oxygen to the brain.
So sleep apnea basically refers to a problem with inadequate oxygen at night, and that's because a person will stop breathing, you know, more than five times in an hour. They'll have pauses in their breathing. And we tend to deal with the obstructive sleep apnea, so when there's a blockage in the airflow. And that can occur because of a blockage in the nose. It can occur because of a blockage in the throat area. Frequently, if the tongue and the soft tissues in the throat, the palate, the uvula, all collapse backwards. And it just becomes difficult for the sleeping patient to get airflow into the lungs. And so the brain will wake the patient up, and he or she will gasp and take a deep breath. But that actually results in poor sleep quality, because throughout the night they're waking up multiple times. And that can have repercussions on things like blood pressure, the heart or cardiac system. So it's important to diagnose it. And sometimes patients present with symptoms such as sleepiness, drowsiness, headaches, fatigue, and their partner may notice that they wake up multiple times per night, that they have severe snoring, and these are usually the sentinel symptoms of obstructive sleep apnea. Now,
Dr. Seekins, we're going to be running out of time. Can you stay on for a little while longer after the break?
Sure.
Okay. All right. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Okay, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump defending himself after being accused by some of fueling the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting last Saturday that left 11 people dead. The president saying in an interview on Fox last night, it's ridiculous to link him to the synagogue shooting in any way, especially given his own Jewish ties and support. First daughter Ivanka and her husband are Jewish. The president looking forward, he says, to visiting Pittsburgh today to meet with some of the victims. Also in that Fox News interview, he had a message for that caravan of migrants that's heading through Mexico north towards the U.S. border.
This caravan is not, they're wasting their time. They are not coming
into the
country.
What's the military going to be able to do? Obama and Bush both sent the National Guard.
But
it had no effect.
They're not me. This is the, I'm sending up the military.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just
all right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. We were talking with Dr. Ashley Sickend from Ear, Nose, and Throat Consultants of Nevada. He was teaching us about obstructive sleep apnea. And thank you, Doctor, for staying on with us. We appreciate it. Continue. How do you guys treat obstructive sleep apnea?
So the gold standard for treating obstructive sleep apnea is still a device called the CPAP. And basically a CPAP device can be delivered with different types of masks, including nasal, what we call nasal pillows or a nasal mask. And it is basically pushing a stream of air through the nose into the throat and keeping that area open and not obstructive. So that's a gold standard because it almost always works as long as the patient is tolerant of it. If they're not that tolerant of this CPAP device, other procedures can be considered, such as improving the space in the back of the throat by doing surgery in the palate. If somebody has very large tonsils, they often benefit from that procedure, removing the tonsils and reducing the amount of excessive tissue in the soft palate. Sometimes there are procedures that can be performed to maintain the tongue in a more forward position, including use of what they call an oral appliance, which is a custom-fitted device usually made by dentists that maintains the tongue in a forward position at night so it doesn't fall back and obstruct the airway. So there's also other emerging technologies, a device called the Inspire device, which keeps the tongue forward as well, using electrical impulses. So there are some areas of research as well.
Oh, wow. Well, Dr. Seekin, you taught us so much. How can people find you?
So where I'm at, as you indicated, Ear, Nose, and Throat Consultants of Nevada here in Las Vegas. And I'm on the Internet with the website, and they can contact us through those numbers.
Great, and I'll post your website. Thank you again, Doctor, so much. We really appreciate you coming on.
Okay, you're very welcome, Dahlia.
Anytime. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't teach you guys enough, so I have to bring in these real, real smart specialists. So I hope you guys learned something. Okay. It's a fascinating subject. I've in my previous life, I wanted to become an ear, nose, and throat specialist or, a head and neck surgeon. I just found the plumbing fascinating. I just, was amazed at how, you know, really nice, really good personalities. You know, there's a lot of different personalities in medicine, and I've never met an ENT that wasn't. And as you can see with Dr. Seekin, he's just, you know, an absolute sweetheart. But, I taught you guys that, you know, we're not rocket scientists in medicine. We use a lot of common sense. And so if it comes to you obstructing your airway and you're not tolerating the CPAP and, you know, working with certain appliances and things like that, then sometimes we do have to open up the airway by removing some extra tissue, like some big tonsils or, you know, moving the tongue forward. And I know that kind of sounds, you know, pretty involved, but, you know, getting air into you and, you know, trying to increase your longevity and decrease dementia, it's could be worth it. And so for those of you with really recalcitrant or inretractable sort of sleep apnea that, you know, isn't progressing with, you know, conventional means, sometimes, you know, that's an option. We'll definitely have them come back on. All right, well, we're coming up on Halloween. I love Halloween, one of my favorite holidays. And there's a little 7-year-old girl, and boy, was she able to make things happen. There's a Long Island town called Huntington. And she thought that because of Halloween, it should be called Hauntington. And Angelica D. Cunningham got the one-day switch for Wednesday. The town council unanimously approved the switch. Angelica's parents encouraged her to write to town officials after she blurted her Hauntington idea out on a car ride. She sent a handwritten note explaining how the name would be fun to say. But she didn't think officials would take her suggestion seriously. Yeah, grown-ups don't pay attention to kids, and sometimes kids are the wisest, you know? Town supervisor Chad Lupinacci loved the idea, says he expects to use Angelica's moniker more in years to come. Yeah, she should get paid something. There should be some royalty or something for that one. She thought of the name because she had a Monster High doll named Ari Huntington. So luckily they're, able to, you know, give her. See, things like this I think is awesome because it inspires the youth that they may actually have some control in this world. I mean, you and I, we're coming up on election, and we have no idea if our one vote, right, will hold any, you know, have any strength, you know, and muster what it needs to, even though we know that a lot of, you know, votes, single votes, you know, can change an election. But, you know, these kids, they look at us grown-ups, and they look at our world as being insurmountable. And now, you know, these kids just, you know, they don't get paid attention to. You know, when they say something, they get ignored. You know, parents are the ones in control. Now, they may want something and it may never happen. And then the idea just goes away. And a lot of kids just think, all right, that's not going to happen. And that's why I'm a real big fan of student council and community service projects and things like that. Because if a child can see the fruits of their labor, then they're going to be a little bit more proactive. And I'm not saying with government, just with anything. You know, if you see you coming up with an idea and it's something that ends up helping others or making money or whatever, you could see that as a kid, you're going to remember that. And that is going to really fuel a passion for doing something later. You know, I mean, I've seen it in my family. I've seen it in tons of kids going, well, it doesn't matter. I'm like, well, go out there and vote. Oh, it doesn't matter. Well, why don't you go out there and, you know, write your congressman? No, not going to happen. Well, you know, where are they getting this idea? So a city council like this, now I understand, okay, I mean, this could go crazy. You know, kids want Santa Claus to live on their neighbor, you know, live in their neighborhood, or kids want, you know, but maybe schools, right, or, you know, neighborhoods or whatever, can do something where a child's idea, you know, comes into play. And I think it's really empowering. And it's just, you know, I mean, again, the problem is, you know, my kids, their probably suggestion would be, you know, later bedtime. And I'd be like, oh, hell no. Or more sweets at dinner. Again, hell no. Or us being able to choose different parents. Again, no. But let's say you tell, you know, your kids, okay, what would make our neighborhood safer? Let's come up with some ideas and find out what we could legally do. And if they say, I think it would be safer for us to put one of those, you know how you guys see those big things that stand up? They're kind of like little flags, but they stand. And they remind people that there are kids and, you know, neighbors will just throw that out. It's kind of a non-official street sign, but it's something that you could put that's portable that tells people to slow down. You know, I mean, there are certain things like that that you could put, you know, in your neighborhood or whatever, you know, kids are here. Drive slowly, please. And even if your homeowners association, you know, tells you to take it down a day later, having your kids see that they did something that grown-ups rallied behind is one of the coolest things. Right? You know, maybe, you know, show that there's like a park that's kind of dirty and let the kids put some gloves on and clean it up and then take pictures and show that, you know, they cleaned up their park. I don't know. You know what? It's better than them sitting there with their thumbs up their butt playing video games. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So when we come back, we're going to talk about birthright citizenship and how Donald Trump is vowing to end it. And we'll talk about what countries allow it and what don't. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702
562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
All right, guys. Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So never a dull moment with this administration. Now we're talking about the 14th Amendment. And it's okay. If some of you had to read and look up the 14th Amendment, that's okay. I think we all had to. That's totally fine. But I guess now there's a debate on if Donald Trump can challenge it. Because he wants to end, quote-unquote, anchor babies, unquote, and revoke the, quote, ridiculous birthright citizenship that seems to occur and has been occurring for some time now. He said that the current policy is ridiculous. He says it's ridiculous and it has to end. So, what's been happening, and we're hearing reports of a variety of things. I guess Washington Post reported that people pay between $40,000 and $80,000. And the Washington Post, I guess, had reported, according to Daily Mail, that some Asian women were flying to New York or California to stay at specialized hotels outfitted like labor delivery wards. The cost was with it because their own application for legal residence would sail through because their babies would have citizen U.S. citizenship. Also, movies and TV shows have always joked about people crossing the border and giving birth with their pelvis on one side of the country versus the other. And if the baby was on one side of the border, then, you know, the baby's American and then the family's American. And so, you know, we have to be careful of the rhetoric and of the hyperboles and, you know, the exaggerations of some of these cases, but it is a clause that many people have been able to take advantage of, where if they have a baby on American soil, they get to then, you know, stay within the United States. And if that baby's a citizen, how do you separate a baby from mom and dad? So, the citizenship clause in the 14th Amendment, Section 1, says all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. They say no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. I know lawyers sure know how to make something understandable. But I guess the 14th Amendment was passed by Congress back in 1866 after the Civil War and during the period of Reconstruction. It was ratified July 9, 1868 by three-quarters of the states. They wanted to extend citizenship to those born in the U.S., and which allowed those who, apparently there was Dred Scott versus Sanford, an 1857 Supreme Court decision that it, I guess, held that those descended from slaves could not be citizens. So that helped reverse that. So if a slave had been brought to the United States, they had a baby, the baby would automatically be a citizen. And so that's something that, you know, we agreed with. That, you know, that's something that I think all of us could support. But if we're really having people fly in, pay, so they could have their baby in America, so they could then sail in. If we have people illegally crossing the border having a baby saying, sorry, we have a baby here, so you have to let us stay. Not a problem when we have plenty, plenty of resources, plenty of jobs, plenty of money. I will let it slide. But that's not where we're at right now. And again, what ends up happening that I see with laws or anything in society is when you ping the radar. You know, we talked about this with abortions. You know, abortions might not have gotten, in Roe versus Wade, it might not have gotten such a notoriety if there was only a few being done each year. Not that I'm a fan of, you know, any, you know, fetus losing its life, but it wouldn't have pinged the radar. Once people heard, I think in the 80s, it was 1.5 million abortions being done each year, then people started to have some issues with it. Same thing with quote-unquote anchor babies. If somebody snuck in the border and it was, you know, I don't know, maybe no more than 5 a year or 10 a year or some random number, and it wasn't, and, you know, we wouldn't be talking. But apparently illegal immigration has skyrocketed. We have a lot of people who have been living here illegally for years, and the excuse was, well, we had a baby here. So you can't deport us, you can't separate us from the kids. And it's not the kids' fault. The kids are innocent in all this. But the question lies, if somebody did something illegally, you know, how long does their past haunt them? Do we have a statute of limitations saying, all right, you got us, fine, you got it illegally, all right, it's been over a period of time, we'll forget it. Do we just grant immunity? Do we just, you know, do we just let it go? Let it slide? Or do we say, look, you broke the law. You broke the law 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, you broke the law. That follows you. So the best way to handle this is to prevent future illegal immigration and future kids being caught up in this, being, you know, caught in the middle and having a better system. Now, I don't know what the right way to, you know, what would be the right way to do that, but we have some countries that have, I guess, done some alterations with, I believe it's pronounced jus soli. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. It means right of the soil. So we have a bunch of states where you're born on our soil. You're good. El Salvador, Canada, Brazil, Bolivia, Argentina, Paraguay, Peru, United States, Venezuela, Uruguay. All right. But there's some countries that have restricted jus soli. And the restriction happens is such that we'll let the child have citizenship if at least one parent is a citizen. Or they have other forms of it, like either national or legal permanent resident, whatever. So restricted jus soli would be like Australia. Since 1986, their law says a person born in Australia acquires Australian citizenship by birth only if at least one parent was an Australian citizen or permanent resident, or else after living the first 10 years of their life in Australia, regardless of the parent's citizenship status. So they do theirs a little different, where, all right, we'll let it slide if it's been over 10 years, or as long as the child has a legal resident, is of one legal parent, you're good. Cambodia. Cambodia changed the law to only grant citizenship to children to foreign parents living legally in the Kingdom of Cambodia. Colombia. A child born in Colombia is a citizen when one of the parents is a Colombian citizen or legal resident. France, Egypt, Dominican Republic, Germany, Greece. So a lot of European countries here, France, Germany, Greece, we're gonna allow it, but there's got to be either a parent that's legal or some sort of stipulation. Now, from what we understand, India abolished it back in 2004. Why? Because they were having illegal immigration issues from Bangladesh. Malta abolished it as well back in 1989. So, you know, laws can be changed. Laws can evolve. But maybe we have to be careful with, you know, these massive pendulum swings. Maybe what we need to do is start to, if we're having numbers that are beyond what we can control, then maybe we, rather than abolishing the child rule, we just try to, you know, beef up our security to prevent illegals from coming in without going through our refugee or going through our immigration process. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY, don't go away.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.